This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we are super, super pumped today. I am so excited. I can't even believe it. Around today's guest, his name is Aaron Prince. And you are going to love this guy. But before we go there, we're going to go to my little boy, Adrian, the baseball card collector of all time, because I read the tremendous book, Aiming High, by Darren Prince, and realize what an absolute unbelievable experience for a little kid's baseball cards are. I took Adrian's 7-year-old son Saturday to all the baseball card shops in Longmont, gave him $20 at each store to manage the money, and all I wanted the kid to do was become the next Darren Prince. It was unbelievable. Adrian, you were in that world, and you were mesmerized by the cards. Darren turned it into a business at age 3. Unbelievable. Take it away, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. My entire childhood, the only thing I wanted to do was play baseball and trade baseball cards, and I found there were not enough kids in my neighborhood who wanted to do those things, and so I just would, like, walk around being like, who's going to, like, it was just that I was obsessed like you, and so it's so cool that you did turn that into something, and what a fun experience that was as a kid.
Yeah, some of the best memories of my life, for sure.
And you got a partnership with your dad. I mean, everything about it, there's a friend of mine named Brian Carruthers he's rich and successful, and his monomaniacal focus in life is still the baseball cards. And it makes me think of you because you learn so much from it. And it's a little bit like the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, where we need to teach our kids about business at a young age. You learned it from the cards, didn't you, Darren?
You know, I learned it from the cards. I learned it from my dad. He, you know, he's noticed, he would sit me down after dinner and saw that I had this business savviness to me that I got from him and I think my Uncle Joe and his side of the family. And even when I was 10, I used to buy the 10 packs of gum, the Juicy Fruit, Wrigley's, and the Big Red. You would buy them for 99 cents back then. I would sell them for a quarter at school and make 2.5 times my money during, like, lunch break. And I would go door-to-door to sell raffle tickets. But cards became an obsession because most of my friends, by the time they were 12, 13, you know, they wanted to start partying when parents weren't home and drink wine coolers and beers and hang out with different girls. And I could care less. I just became obsessed with statistics. And my dad would quiz me about the back of the cards, and I could reel it off like I was a sports, you know, writer or commentator. And he said to me, you know, you might not have what everybody else has in school, because I was in these small classrooms. I was always teased for having a learning disability. Because we have something in your brain that is so different than everybody else, and we're going to tap into that.
You did it.
I did it. Yeah, I did it. All my friends that were making fun of me, and back then we had answering machines delivering me messages, stop being such a loser and playing with your cards and come over and party with us. And I was like, party? Forget that. I'm putting them into holders. I'm going into the typewriter because we didn't have a computer, and I'm inventorying what I have. And I knew that the day before I traded somebody some Don Mattingly and Daryl Strawberry rookies, and he gave me these old, dirty, smelly cards with the guy named Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays on them. And I knew he got them from his grandfather and his uncle, and they were worth hundreds of dollars, and he took my cards that were worth $3.
So you got your dad, who was an established businessman and a Wall Street guy, to back you with a little bit of money, with kind of a roll in their eyes, and you showed him a business plan at a very young age, and then you executed that business plan at your first show, and your dad about swallowed his cigar and then came home and got his buddies on Wall Street to really give you some dough, and that's kind of what launched the machine called you, right?
Yeah, so what happened was I accumulated a collection. It was worth about $8,000 or $9,000. And I had a big story done in my local newspaper, and this guy Mike Schwartz, I'll never forget it. That was, you know, it was a good friend, and he came over to me in the hallway one day. He goes, you know, my my grandfather passed away. We have these tobacco cards. I don't know if you have any interest in them, but they're pretty old because I can come by your house with my dad and we can show them to you. And he had 1,800 of these tobacco cards from 1910, 1909, 1911 called T206, T205 gold borders. And they were in the original tissue paper envelopes from back in the day. And this was from the iconic Honus Wagner set, the most valuable card ever. You could only get these cards in tobacco packs back then. And the grandfather just kept them meticulous. So I was short on money. I only had about $3,000 to my name, and I cut a deal to buy everything for $9,000. It was $5 a card. So my dad says to me, you know what? Your mother's going to kill us if she finds out. I put some money aside from your bar mitzvah for college. How quickly he paid me back the $5,000 because she's going to kill us both. And I said, within a couple months, I'm pretty sure these cards were $20-$30 a piece. I wound up getting the money back the next weekend at a card show. I was banging the cards out for $20-$25 each, so I made 5x on my money. And that's when he's like, you know what, I have an idea. Your Uncle Joe's coming by. It seems like the more money you have access to, you have this way of buying and selling literally within the convention floor that same day. Would you be wanting to meet with them, and can you come up with what you would do with $20,000? I was up all night, you know, legal pad, writing notes, and I'd buy this, I'd buy that, this is what it would sell for, and $20,000, I think I paid everybody back. I learned what the term usury was back then, that it's sort of illegal, but I gave the guys $5,000 on their money in 45 days, and the rest was history.
And that kind of turned, but there was also some bad news there, because you started getting a little bit into some substance abuse and kind of acting, because you were making so much money as a teenager that it was inevitable that you got caught speeding with the emergency brake on. And that's really been the greatest thing that ever happened to your life, because it defines your life today. And that's why we're here today, is to show everybody that God's got this, and just go along for the ride and have some fun. And you know, it's just beautiful, Darren, what you've done and the difference you've made and what you're, I'm in awe of you. I fell in love with you at first sight.
All right, hold on. We gotta back this train up just a little bit. So the Honus Wagner, or the tobacco cards, you're how old when this happens?
I was 14 years old.
That is serious. Like, anyone who knows anything about baseball cards, like, that is...
I bought and sold three of them. My last one, I was 21 years old when I got out of the business. And Kenny Golden, who's got his big Netflix show now, is a dear friend since I was a teenager. I'll send him pictures once in a while. There was no such thing as PSA grading then. And that was a quick flip. I picked it up at a show in Pennsylvania for $70,000, and I flipped it the next day on an airplane. I took a plane to Houston, and I flipped it for $125,000. And that card's probably $3.5 to $4 million. Today, maybe more.
You've got to be kidding.
So there, I read a thing recently, just for those, if you know, you know. But for anybody who doesn't know anything about baseball cards, there was this list of the most valuable baseball, sports cards of any kind ever sold. And there's this asterisk. It's like Honus Wagner, number one. Certain Mickey Mantle, number two. Certain Mickey Mantle, number three. Blah, 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 down from that. And there's this asterisk at the bottom that says, just kidding, really, like, the top 100 sales of all time are basically these three baseball cards, of which Darren has bought and sold multiple times, and everything else is like 101 and beyond, because these cards are so valuable. And so, like, no one has ever touched one of these things, and we're just going to dredge up some, you know, some baggage. I had a replica of the Honus Wagner card, or my dad did, or gave me one, and I was like, oh my God, Dad, is this real? And he didn't think I knew what it was. And so he's like, yeah, it's real. And I was like, we're rich. Like, we're buying a house in the Hamptons. And I was too young to know what a replica.
Those were super popular, too. I don't know where it is in my phone, but if I had some time, I would scroll through it and show you a picture of me holding up my last one.
That's so cool. Well, you got to send it to us after the show. So
yeah, for that, sure.
That's amazing. And I love just your story of, you know, I think there's this innate, some people just have it. that ability to recognize really early on, like, hey, I can figure out how to buy stuff at wholesale and sell it at retail, and I can find these markups, and I just know how to pick up the phone and make a deal. And you figured that out from a really, really early age. Do you think that happened? Was that a natural thing that you just had in you? Did you see it from your dad? Like, where did that come from for you, Darren?
Well, my dad was in direct sale coupon advertising. He kind of just saw me finally having an interest in something. Yeah. And, as I wrote about it in Amy High, I just felt at home. That first baseball card show was 14, and Steve Simon is now the VP of Prince Marketing Group, my agency. We split the table. It was $20, $10 each. I spent 2 weeks with my dad's typesetters, laying out the most perfect signs, getting all the inventory together, perfect holders. Steve probably spent 20 minutes. He just went into it for fun, and I made over $1,000, and he made $50. And, you know, again, not a knock against him. That wasn't his vision. But, you know, just being around me then, and him and I go back. I mean, we were talking this morning with my 15-year sober birthday coming up on Sunday, and reminded me of what it was like a day or two before that. And, you know, we still laugh because he goes, I always knew, and I told even my wife, there was something different about your brain. You had this obsessive drive that just, it was different. And I knew when it came to school and certain things, you were just over it. And if you look back at it now, knowing you for 43 years I have, he goes, of course you would have gotten to this point. And he goes, even where you transitioned out of the cards into the memorabilia, into the agency, and then obviously, you know, recovery happens in your life. And nobody thought in a million years this was going to be something you would take on the world stage and, you know, be so vulnerable and touch people and own your journey. And then, you know, the whole foundation, which, you know, you guys know I'm here to talk about as well. I mean, I didn't write Aiming High to make money. When it became a juggernaut for making money, I was like, this isn't what God wanted. I'm blessed with Prince Marketing Group. You know, I need to, when I speak to audiences around the world, when I'm on talk shows pushing this message of hope and recovery, you know, as Tom knows, you have that small window of opportunity. You know, that small window of opportunity. I knew if I had the resources, not just for myself, but from other donors, I can take people's bottoms right away and send them up to a treatment center to get this gift.
It's just beautiful enough, you guys. That's why we're here today. And you're hearing about a guy that took connection to a monster level, took integrity and relationship to a monster level, realized what God's plan for his entire life was, which was to spread the word of hope and recovery. And he took that mandate, and he's doing it, and he's playing this game at the highest level possible in the world. And that's who we want to hang with, and that's who every one of you have the ability to become, because you're nothing special on the connection front. You just love people, and you always live in what's in it for them. Right, Darren?
No, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on Legacy Leadership.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. We are talking to Darren Prince, founder of Prince Marketing Group, agent to unbelievable stars like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and more. And there's an incredible overlap between this amazing guy and my dad, which is sobriety. And that's a big part of what we're talking about today. That's a big part of Darren's foundation. And there's a big, big thing coming up this Sunday. And so, Dad, I'll throw it over to you because I think this is really the heart of what this show's all about.
Yeah, Darren's coming to town with Chevy Chase. And Chevy Chase is over 80 now, Darren?
I think he's turning 80, 79.
And he's always in character, right?
Always. He's always Clark Griswold or Fletch.
So he'll be hysterical, and Darren's here to attend Comic-Con with him, but Darren's also got 15 years of sobriety, so we're going to go to Red Rocks Amphitheater and pray it doesn't hail, and we're going to go to an AA meeting up on the hill and hand him his 15-year chip, which is going to be a highlight of my life. It is going to be beautiful, and your life literally is given to sobriety, isn't it, Darren?
Love is, my life is what?
Given to sobriety and helping people.
It's everything. You know, I say it all the time. I said it on Jay Shetty's podcast, Omar, like all my friends that have given me, you know, the biggest stage is Jordan Hartberg are like, money doesn't really motivate me anymore. I need it because I take care of so many people, you know, that are dependent on me that if business went away tomorrow, you know, I you guys would still be sitting here with me.
Yeah.
I did the work. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. And it's not a day that goes by in my life where I don't connect with somebody in recovery. There's not a day in my life I don't look at myself and say, that's screwed up. You're acting out. You're not behaving right. What's the cause of this? What do you need to do to clear it? What do you need to get out of your own thoughts to be of service to other people, to get out of your own head? And most people in my life know that about me because I'm far from a perfect human being. You know, like I said, I'm Jay. I'm not exactly who I want to be. I'm not yet where I want to be. But thank you, God, I'm not the person I used to be.
There's nothing better than this, you guys. And understand, once you have, and I say this all the time, my passion in my life is helping people off of alcohol and drugs. Everything is a distant second. And if I can live myself, my life that way, aligned with what I think God's plan for my life is, everything works out just like the same thing for you, right, Darren?
It's 100%. You put nothing before it. I mean, I think I sent you when I was in Dubai. I mean, the highlight of my Dubai trip was going to an AA meeting on a Friday night, walking into a hospital, the 25 people. I got tears rolling down my face. People are coming over to me, welcome, where are you from, embracing, hugging each other. I'm texting people back home, spiritual brothers and sisters. Like, it's the greatest thing of my life because, you know, my sponsor taught me early on that you're going to have to take road meetings to another level because you do so much traveling. I don't want to hear that you let what AA gave you forgetting you to come to AA, because that connection is everything. So that early foundation, 2-3 months into the fellowship, into the program, was just instilled in me. Like, hey, if the bar was open at 1 a.m. and there's a drug dealer in a street corner or a pharmacy, I'm going to get out of bed and do whatever I need to do. So I got to put that same effort, you know, times more into my recovery. And it's the greatest gift, you know, in my life, period. My clients, 99% of my phone calls with them are now about life. I mean, Magic had the RiseCon convention a couple of weeks ago with David Goggins, and Ric Flair showed up, and Magic called me on that Saturday. I was in the hotel room, and he was getting ready. We were on the phone for 30 minutes talking about coming up on my 15 years, and, you know, his brother's in recovery, Larry, who I'm very near and dear with. He's got 30-plus years, and even for him to be so open, be like, look, I had my struggles. Obviously, people saw it. He goes, it's about that accountability, Darren, and it's what you do with that gift. And he's like, you literally have become a star in the world of recovery the way we all have in the world of sports and entertainment. And I don't think that was by accident. I think God knew exactly that he needed to put you in the middle of the pack of the sports and entertainment business so you can get the recognition, not for yourself, but then use that platform to help so many.
That's exactly.
There's no ego about it, man. I'm on here because I'm a degenerate drug addict, substance abuser, alcoholic, you name it. Anything that affects me from the neck up, all bets are off if I'm not spiritually on that beam. You know, forget the age of life. That's what I do.
There you go. There you go. We're going to go to take a quick break here. While we're on the break, you need to go check out Darren's incredible foundation. If you go to aiminghighfoundation.org, you can learn more, and we're going to share more about his story of recovery and how he has turned that into helping other people on the other side of the break. We're talking to Darren Prince, founder of Prince Marketing Group, amazing agent, and somebody who's having a huge impact in the world. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA News update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early Saturday morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna C-550 crashed and burst into flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix is calling some of the worst heat wave the area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix they either love the heat or hate it.
I think it's yucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting to sweat.
Excessive heat is expected for at least another week. Tyler Bench, a January 6th Capitol Building rioter who used bear spray, has received a lenient sentence from U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden. The Trump-appointed judge sentenced Bench to probation and 60 days home arrest. Prosecutors had sought a 9-month federal prison term. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show and one of the most important shows I've ever done. So happy to have Adrian Chenault, the little four-eyed. I mean, he had Coke bottles and he was just this face bottle kid and he loved those cards and just see, I mean, I got to live Adrian's childhood through his little boy, Hugo, a couple of days ago in a baseball card store, and it just warmed my cockles. And it was all because of Darren's book, Aiming High, where he talked about his life as a little kid and becoming this maniac card collector and richer than Croesus as a teenager and turning into this crazy kid that had all this money but couldn't handle the fame and the money and the substances. But he figured it out. And now this guy is an agent and friend of the top people you've ever seen. I didn't ask you if you will tell this story, but I want you to, because the thriller in Manila was truly a war. Those guys didn't speak for many years afterward because they hated each other, and one guy put them in a hotel room to hug it out, and it was you, right?
If I lean over here, you could see the photo behind me. Right there is Muhammad Ali's suite up on top, and the next day sitting courtside with him at the NBA All-Star Game Center Court. But you know, it always gets me emotional when somebody in recovery asks me about this, because you guys could understand the pain. So this was probably 6-7 years in the making, from the time I was working with Joe and Muhammad in the mid-90s, and Muhammad's longtime manager, Harlan Warner, brought me into their team too, and Joe just really didn't have any interest. Ali extended an olive branch in a huge cover story in the New York Times saying that Joe Frazier was a great man. He apologized to him, and they couldn't have done what they did without one another. And if he saw Joe Frazier, he would apologize and shake his hand. And that's when I called Joe. And it was just the stars aligned. It was the weekend of 2002. We were at a corporate event in Philadelphia, and Lani Ali, Muhammad's wife, and his best photographer friend, Howard Bingham, that's since passed away, called me up, and they said, "We'd love for you and Joe and Joe's son Marvis to come to dinner tonight in our suite." And I mean, I'm clamped up. I probably snorted 3 oxys before that event with Joe, so I'm not even thinking straight to begin with. And I just, I got to ask him. And he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Boss man." He would call me, "Boss man, let's do it." So, got back to the hotel room, freshened up, got changed, and when you look back at it, you know, here's a pinnacle of any agent's career. Greatest rivalry in the history of global sports. A rivalry that gets compared to presidencies, elections, other sports. It's the benchmark, the Ali Frazier of this, Ali Frazier of that. And the only thing I can think of an hour before I knocked on Joe's door is I can't do this sober. And I remember making a nice cocktail, Vicodins and Percocets and Oxys, and I snorted them right before I went to Joe's room. Because that little kid from New Jersey didn't deserve to be there. You know? And to be in that room and experience what I experienced, to not just see this historic embrace and love and hugging and apologies and both these giants among giants crying, and the way they loved and respected me, ever loved and respected myself. But it took to recovery to get there, because the beautiful thing about the gift of sobriety was, about 6 years later, I started my journey. And Joe passed in 2011, and I got to escort Muhammad Ali and his wife to his funeral, and I was sober. And then Ali passed, and I was 16. And Lonnie texted me right back. She goes, "I hope you're coming. You were very near and dear to this family." And I flew to Michigan to be there. And what a gift to be able to be present and to be able to reflect back that, you know, I don't believe if I was sober at that encounter, you'd be talking to the Darren Prince that I don't regret any of it. I think that was my story. That was my lead to use that as the opener and aiming high and finally tell this historic story of being at the top of the top, where kings and queens and world leaders and the biggest celebrities on earth would have loved to have been. But I couldn't be present. I couldn't be there in the moment, because of all the unhealing, all the acting out, all the needing to numb, all the shame, all the embarrassment and inadequacy. Now, from the outside, the whole world thinks I have it all, but on the inside, I'm slowly dying inside. But, you know, I'd be able to look back and reflect on it now and know that I had moments with them both sober after the fact, that there's no regrets. It was one of the most beautiful experiences, and to sit center court courtside with them the next day at the game, you know, the biggest celebrities on earth, Alicia Keys blowing them kisses after America the Beautiful, and Diddy coming over, and Michael, and Kobe, and Iverson, and Magic was there as his wife, and Justin Timberlake was dating Britney Spears at the time. I mean, it just became a show within the show, and was just blessed to be there. Like I said, the fact that these two kings loved and respected me more than I ever loved and respected myself, I think, you know, it's a testament to so many people focusing on entrepreneurship and success. You got to get that money. I was there, and I still hated myself. I didn't look at myself at all the way others looked at me. I do now. I do know now that I could walk into them without Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, but they both rest in peace by myself. And there's a respect and an aura that I fought for, not from an egotistical way, from being pure, genuine, and I think being vulnerable, that there's a whole new light around me because of being I, because of guys like Tom that instills recovery into me and so many spiritual brothers and sisters that have given me this gift. Because I could take over a room with the biggest CEO on planet Earth because I always find that opening to talk about recovery, which affects every single human being, especially in America right now, and I'm sure much more around the world.
We've got work to do. And what I love about you is every day I send you a text message and you don't respond with a pithy thing. You tell me the work it took to get to the AA meeting in that town. And that just absolutely tells me that your commitment to that underdog, that brand new person, is still as fresh as the day you walked in the door.
And I want to have a bad memory, man. I go to meetings to find out what happens to people that stop going to meetings.
Yeah.
They get locked up, covered up, or cleaned up. And I'm not afraid of relapsing and dying. That'll be easy if I go bad. I'm afraid of relapsing and living.
Good call. Good call. And it's bigger than ever before. We've got more people addicted to something than we've ever had in this country in this planet. And we have to make noise. I can't give away your anonymity, but I can sure as heck talk about my sobriety. And people like me, people obviously like Darren, tell some people, I mean, the councils that you've been on, you are at the highest level of this war against alcoholism and drugs, and talk about that a little bit, will you?
I've been blessed to be at the White House when President Trump was there. I was there the day he signed the $8 billion bill. I was there multiple times during his presidency. Like I said, I mean, I think I've used my platform as an agent to some of those iconic stars the exact way God wanted it to. Because everybody knows I'm not a guy that asks for favor, but when it came to aiming high and spreading my message and touching lives, everybody came through. You know, Chris Cuomo, like I said, Jay Shetty, Jordan Hubbard, our extra, Dr. Oz, Rosanna Scotto, A Good Day New York, KTLA, Tucker Carlson had me on, Fox and Friends, because it touches everybody. I wasn't on there to talk about me, the so-called super agent. I'm not super with shit, I tell people. My clients are the ones that have the God-gifted ability that became, you know, award-winning actors, world champions, Hall of Famers. You know, I just found that opening, and I realized my pain gave me my biggest purpose. And this one, I am going to ask for some favors. And I went to every heavyweight, from Mark Cuban, Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner, a dear friend. Magic wrote the forward. They all supported my book. They promoted it. Give out free copies. People can't afford it. They can DM me on Instagram @agent_DP. Thought about that. You know, I want to get to one person every single day, and especially on a platform like you guys have. Let's just get to one today. One that's in and out of the rooms, one that's struggling, one that doesn't think they can do it. Look, this disease of addiction, alcoholism, and substance abuse, it does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you're from Park Avenue or Park Bench. You know, it's going to take you to your knees. And I think too many parents are focused on, the success, the education. Well, I had the success, and look where it got me.
The owner of this radio station that's got 545 AM radio stations alongside of it is a guy named Ted Anderson, who's been sober and a daily AA guy for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. So the message, the butterfly just continues to go out. And all we need to do is stop playing it small in every area of our life and realize that we can be cause in the solution to literally every problem. Right, Darren?
100%. You know, I think the biggest blessing, somebody told me to become a best-selling author. You now become a voice and a powerful voice. And I never expected it to have that success. But I came out early, Tom, with my recovery. I mean, I remember a couple of years in, I did a post on Facebook. And with respect to the traditions and everyone else, I didn't mention AA. It was a 12-step fellowship. I was the same way in my book. I didn't even mention Bill or Dr. Bob outside of in the acknowledgments. Everybody's got their own journey. You know, I was at Dr. Bob's house in the early 70s. The guy said in the early 70s he knew Bill W., and Bill W. told him that he felt the anonymity part is going to actually hurt many years down the road, that people have to be a little bit more vocal because not everybody survives cancer. Not everybody survives diabetes. Well, it's also a disease. It's a disease of mourning. It's obsession.
Yeah.
Mental dysfunction, where we don't get addicted to the alcohol or the drugs. People don't realize that's a big misconception. We get addicted to the escape of life and whatever that is to give us that escape. And I don't care if, you know, like I said, I've got local podcast people, my girls know in the office here, like, I don't look at somebody's audience, you know, whether they're big, small, just starting out. To have a platform to get to one person, every time I do this, what bigger gift? You know, when I fell on my knees on July 2nd, 2008, I screamed and prayed to God, take these chains off me. If you could take me out of hell, I promise I will spend one day at a time taking others out with me. I think he knows. I've done that.
I'm holding up my end of the deal. Adrian was 4 years old when I got sober. We actually had a homeless guy live with us for 7 years. My wife's on here. She literally married him because she didn't toss the homeless guy out after we got married. Our life has been given to living in the same kind of situation that Darren's given his life to. And it's worked out for both of us. Is that 10 seconds, Adrian? All right, go ahead and take us out.
We're going to take one last quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we're back with my little boy, Adrian. I used to call him Macker because he was like a catcher, and that looked like a Macker to me when he was a little boy because he just lived baseball and baseball cards. And so getting to do this show, when I heard Darren's book, I said, Adrian, you have to listen to this book. And it is the book of the ages. It's called Aiming High. But every one of you also have to go look at this Aiming High Foundation. What's it do, Darren? How big is it? What's the purpose, and what are you doing with the dough?
It's a nonprofit 501c3, obviously named after my book. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't write my book to make money. It started making money, creating a lot of speaking engagement opportunities, and I thought that was the perfect platform and stage to have my own 501c3, take speaking engagements, donations, all that, all those proceeds, and get people into treatment. And now more than ever, you know, the business has been so busy, and it's hard to kind of get on the plane and, you know, do keynotes. They come sporadically. And, you know, something happened about 3 weeks ago. And, Tom, I messaged you when it happened. A gentleman messaged me on Instagram. He put a post on my page, and it said, Darren, please call me. I need help. Please, please, please. Probably not expecting me to get back. And, you know, we were low on the fundraising this year. For no other reason, I think sometimes tough economic times also makes it a little bit harder to raise money. And I called over to Oaks Recovery. My boys over there. And they said, we can do this guy a solid. You've donated so much over the years, your time, money. You've scholarshiped so many people. Our exact cost is about $3,800. Tom, I'm not sure if I sent you the screenshot. We have $3,823 left in the Aiming High Foundation account. And I flew the guy out with my miles. And when he knew I was doing that, literally I got voice messages on my DMs and Instagram from his kids and his parents. The tears of joy were just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So now I'm like, all right, we're coming to the tail end of the year. I got to speak to people that book me for speaking, my office, whatever it is, because it's the greatest freaking privilege in my life, especially when I'm speaking, when somebody has never wanted to be vulnerable, but because they listen to me, and I'm so transparent, and I'm so open, and I'm so honest, that moment of clarity, I get that little window sometimes. So to be able to say, listen, young man or young lady, if you're ready for treatment, I can send there this evening. My foundation will scholarship you. It's better than the biggest business deal I've ever been able to do in my life. It's not a drug on earth that gives me that type of high, because I'm not just changing that person. I'm helping their family, their sisters, brothers, coworkers, significant other, children. And like I said, whatever anybody can do, I don't care if it's 10, 20, 50, it adds up. And it's 100% nonprofit. Every single dollar from the Aiming High Foundation gets people into treatment that need it, they can't afford it.
That is so amazing. So if you're listening on the radio, go to aiminghighfoundation.org. And whether it's $1 or $10 or $10,000, you need to support this thing. And, you know, it's just the overlap between you two is so incredible because, you know, there's literally a kid named Corey who was a world-class soccer prospect and was at the Citadel and was, you know, in college and like liver failure level of alcohol abuse going on. And his parents went to this church. The church, you know, the pastor couldn't figure out what to do with this kid. And he finally said, here's the address. Go dump this kid on Tom Chenault's driveway.
He did. And
they did. And, you know, the phone calls that you guys are getting are people who are literally on death's door. And this is the difference between life and death. And what can so often be on the other side of that life and death moment is the contributions that a guy like Darren has made, the contributions like Tom Chenault has made. And so you, in whatever understanding you have of the world, are investing in people having that second chance. And you just see it over and over again. When they get it, they pay it forward. So thank you for doing that. And you need to go to aiminghighfoundation.org right now.
Thank you. And Tom, as you know, man, we can't keep this gift unless we give it away, which is why we're so obsessed each and every day. And Lois said it to Bill W., the co-founder of the fellowship, right before that epic June 10th, 1935 date that him and Dr. Bob started this Bridge Back to Life fellowship. He was frustrated with the Oxford group. Nobody was staying sober after 6 months, and he was ready to throw in the towel. And he snapped at her and said, Lois, I'm done doing it. No one's staying sober. And she said something that changed the course of history. She looked at him and said, but Bill, you have. We want everybody to win, but it's not reality. We're never going to be 100% in recovery. But if we can get a few here and there, the greatest thing in the world.
45 seconds left, Dad. Take us home.
Okay, you guys, if this didn't touch your heart, nothing will. My mission, and I just sent a note out to so many influencers to get Darren on their stage, because I am telling you, we have a war to win, and we can win it one person at a time. And I know most of you that I know, we've had an interaction where both of our lives got touched, and all I want to do is pay it forward and keep touching lives. And finding this guy has really helped define my life. We're going to be together on his AA birthday on the 2nd of July in Red Rocks. We can't wait. It's going to be huge. So thank you all for listening to the show. It is our honor and joy, and we'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.